You don't have to do this. I'm a day trader. I could just go home.
You could.
Make it worth your while. Take you to an ATM. There's 14 grand in it. Everybody just walks away.
An ATM?
I know where the satchel is.
If you knew, you would have it with you.
I could find it from the riverbank. I know where it is.
I know something better.
What's that?
I know what it's going to be.
Where's that?
It will be brought to me and placed at my feet.
You don't know to a certainty. 20 minutes, it could be here.
I do know to a certainty. And you know what's going to happen now, Carson. You should admit your situation. There will be more dignity in it.
You go to hell.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask you something. If the rule you followed brought you to this, what use was the rule?
Every time and then I miss one. How we gon' get ourselves up out of this one? Hard to get up from this like Sonny Liston. Feel like a Zay and Lambie with the Pistons. Bad boys but no Will Smithin. Only real fiction. Got to the fork in the road, a split decision. I could even split everything, my own decisions. That would take a little more time and more wisdom. That would take a little more grind and more vision.
So hi and welcome to the Anime Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas. Like, whoa.
And more importantly, unlike whoa.
Like, whoa.
We have something to mention that for those of you paying attention, I don't know if those of you have been, you know, because a lot of us have trouble counting. You have to stay, I carry I as one. And then you get a number at the end. And hopefully you figured out that this episode that we're about to put into your ears is the 300th episode that we're releasing for the podcast. Probably the 350th we're recording.
We did it. Some said it couldn't be done.
Is this like YouTube where like I'm going to get like mailed to me like a plaque of like episodes?
I will mail you. As you see, I have convinced others to buy fake trophies and put shit on it. So if you want a plaque, I will send you
I've a watched plaque. A lot of YouTube channels where when they get like certain numbers, like YouTube sends them like a thing, you know?
Yep.
I mean, we're not on YouTube, but I'd like that YouTube.
You want
thing.
Pocket Cast to send you something?
Yeah, Pocket Cast. Pocket Cast.
No, Pocket Cast won't do anything. NPR owns them now. They're cheaper.
NPR bought Shifty Jelly. Those sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Shifty Jelly is a tremendous name.
I know, right?
So good. So we've been doing this since 2009.
It's 2009?
Yeah.
Yeah, we started January 2009.
January 2009.
Oh, wow.
At the start of the year.
The first thing we talked about was you guys harassing me for my top 10 of 2008.
Yeah. That's literally how we began. Giving Andrew shit about his terrible taste in movies.
Makes sense. I mean, yeah. I don't think we could have bonded over anything else.
I mean, that is why this podcast started. Andrew was so wrong for so long. He thought that he could have you help him. Because we used to argue at school all the time. Mm-hmm. By the way, we just left school. And he was just like,
I mean, I'll have my brother
come back me up. And he was wrong.
He was also wrong.
He erred in his choice. Because if anything, I've turned more into you than anybody else. We're just two terrible people. We bring out the absolute worst in each other.
Yeah, we do. It's disturbing, really.
Yeah, there have been two World Cups since we've done this podcast.
Oh, no, 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 don't do that. Sir, I came prepared.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm all sorry right to have infringed on your moment.
Yes. So, we have...
There's a lot of notes.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 300 episodes. More than that, but who cares?
There's some mystery
episodes in there somewhere.
Yeah. And for those listening to this, they'll get an extra special episode for the 300th. There'll be a 300 annex that I will send to Andrew. I don't know if he's going to put it up, but I'm definitely going to send it to him. Which, let's call it our last episode. But Andrew will either tack it on to this one or release it separate.
SoundCloud alone annex.
To keep his
get a number.
His hands clean. He's just like, I don't want any part of this. And for our 300th episode, we're going to review a movie that we actually didn't review on this podcast. The movie is 300. See, we did it. We're geniuses.
Yes.
Right? The movie that tricked us for at least a decade that Zack Snyder's a good director.
We Spartans are descended from Hercules himself. Taught never to retreat, never to surrender. Taught that death in the battlefield is the greatest glory he could achieve in his life. Spartans, the finest soldiers the world has ever known.
It's quiet now. They came from the blackness.
Be afraid! Sparta will burn to the ground!
You shut your face, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you know, people give him a lot of shit. And there are bad things about him, but come on, guys. Come on.
300 Watchmen and Superman Returns. Or what was it? Man of Steel.
Man of Superman Returns.
Whatever.
So, for you, yeah, Man of Steel is really called Superman Returns again.
Yeah, might as well. Superman 2. That's what it's called. There was a Superman before that, I assume. And since 300 came out in 2007, a couple of things happened in the world. Let's start with 2008. There was Euro 2008, obviously.
obviously.
Austria and Switzerland. England didn't win. Cool. Me and Andrew left school and started working. Dmitry Medvedev was the president of Russia in 2008, which is true. I forgot he was a real person.
didn't Vladimir Putin just... he was born president,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Wasn't he? Exactly. So I was like, wait, what happened? Anyways, the Beijing Olympics was in 2008.
Yes.
Where the world learned that Usain Bolt wasn't human. That was fun.
I went to China that year.
Oh, yeah. In 2009, when we started this podcast, we ushered in a new generation for the world. Barack Obama became president.
It's because of
2009.
Us. Our endorsement of Obama is what got him elected.
Yeah, exactly. If we didn't start this podcast and constantly push Obama onto the world, I mean, who's to say who would have won? Probably still Obama.
Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary. Right. the Burj Khalifa was finished in 2009. Andrew, what's the Burj Khalifa?
No idea.
Douglas?
Come on, you know I know
this. You don't know, do you? What is it? It's the tallest building in the world. You two,
no shit.
You two sons of bitches.
You
could have
just
real
told
bad
me the building that Mission Impossible threw people off of.
Yeah, I could have said that. Or I could have just said it's the tallest building in the world. And you worked it out. And in 2009, Africa's population became 1 billion. Which I didn't realize. Underneath that story, though, there was my favorite thing about the internet was people having to explain to other people that Africa isn't a country. I love reading people on
it. Pretty sure that's essentially John Oliver's leading joke every episode, right?
Right. But to go back in 2009 and see people argue over it. And of course, by the fourth comment, it was just people calling other people faggots. Tremendous. It's like, oh, the internet was always accessible. Yes. In 2010, the World Cup was in South Africa. Again.
Vuvuzela.
England didn't win. I have that right underneath here. England still didn't win.
I'm cheering for that Euro 2010. I know it's coming. I'm cheering for it.
Haiti had the earthquake, which that was 8 years ago, which is real scary. You know what's even more scary? Yeah, 2010. The iPad came out that same year, proving yet again that Apple will lead to the destruction of the world. Oh boy.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on.
And the very same year, Japan was devastated by a 9.0 magnitude earthquake.
And then 2 minutes later, everything was already fixed.
Proving again that the iPad was trying to destroy the world. It literally shook the world. It was so bad. In 2011, they shot Bin Laden in the face.
Oh, okay.
Greece stopped being a country. And the global population reached 7 billion.
What do you mean Greece stopped being a country?
You remember Greece's financial crisis?
Yeah, well, that is 2008.
No, man. That is when they started getting...
So I was in China when I saw the news that Greece just straight up stopped paying people.
Right. But 2011 was when all their austerity measures...
Oh, when the austerity measures,
this is done. We're done with Greece.
I think that's when they started one of their. That's true.
Yeah, it's a wrap for everybody. We're not doing this anymore.
Oh boy, those were fun times.
That was when
I decided to take it upon myself to watch Bloomberg every morning.
Yeah.
And every morning it was like Greece.
Right.
default. Triple interest rate.
Yeah, it was dark times.
Yeah.
But 1 year later, the Euros was in Poland and Ukraine. And England didn't win.
God damn it.
Don't know what to tell you this. England did not win. However, spirits were raised because they hosted the Olympics. And Usain Bolt yet again proved he's not a real person. And England came third. Sorry, the Great Britons. Mm-hmm. Came third in overall medal total. And they're real high on their supply.
Olympic, there's no first and second and third. No,
that's because we never...
This is not champs, all right?
It really is. It's just that USA and China said so many people, no one else wants to play. It's like, who gives a shit? But two dark events happened in 2012. The Mayan calendar finally ran out. But even worse than that, Windows 8 was released. 2012. 2013, North Korea had their third nuclear test, which was fun. Everyone was just so happy in 2013. We had breakthrough with stem cells and cloning. No one cares. The NSA leaks. Also, no one cares. 2014, we launched the PS4 and Xbox. It was really late 2013, but who cares? But 2014, Brazil hosted the World Cup.
Let's just move on.
I hear...
The only thing we can talk about is that England didn't win.
I have
written here... We will now move forward.
I have written here, Argentina lost. England lost more.
Okay, there's nothing else to say. Nothing else to say.
I'm looking right here. It says, Brazil lost the hardest.
No!
That's what I see right here. And it was the 100-year anniversary of World War One.
No, that's this year. Oh, of the end. This is it. Yeah, of the end. Sorry. Yeah. So that's probably the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then in 2015, Windows 10 was released.
No, that can't be right. How long did World War I last? 4 years.
4 years?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought he was about to dispute Windows 10. To be like, no, I've been using Windows 10 forever.
There's no fucking way Windows 10 came out in 2015. You're full of shit. Windows 10 came out.
Don't test me, Dave. Right.
Windows 10 came out and nothing else happened that year.
Yeah.
In 2016, the Euros were held in France. Here, England still didn't win. Brazil got some redemption. They hosted the World Cup. And then...
the Olympics. That's what.
Sorry, they hosted the Olympics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then something truly sad happened. There was another U.S. presidential election. And I see here... And
Barack won, right?
Yeah. Yep. I see here where England said they weren't part of Europe anymore. And then 2017 happened and it was just sadness. I have written here sadness and Andrew leaving Jamaica. I'm sure something happened after that part, but after Brexit and our boy Donald, I'm just going to ignore anything that because that's what the rest of the time.
So was. Andrew left Jamaica, and then we started the named the name podcast. Tech podcast.
Mm-hmm. I also have the list of the best movies since 300 came out, based on. Share money. Not on anything
Diamond's
else. Just
favorite
how much
statistic.
Sweet,
so how many
sweet,
of the
sweet
Smurfs
money?
How many Coen Brothers movies got in there?
In 2007, Spider-Man 3 made all of the money. Truly a sad time. 2008, The Dark Knight was first. Iron Man, second. I thought Warner Brothers had a big lead over Marvel. No. Mm-mm. No, they were always there. Always. 2009 should have served as a beacon that the rest of the decade was going to be a straight garbage fire. Avatar was the best movie. Transformers was the second best movie. Sorry, Transformers... 2, Revenge of the Fallen. My apologies. There was a brief reprieve in 2010. Toy Story 3, highest grossing. But then Alice in Wonderland was the second highest grossing. Which is not good.
I didn't think that did well at all.
It did.
It did?
Super well.
Wow. Well, I guess that makes sense why they made a second one.
The following year is... Harry Potter 7 Part 2 and more Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Avengers beat out The Dark Knight. There was a series with a lady named Katniss called Catching Fire. Pretty sure that's the name of the movie. Catching Fire. Andrew, what's the name of that great, great series that you love so much?
Katniss Everdeen. Uh-huh.
Yes.
The Hunger Games?
Right, The Hunger Games. Catching Fire beat out Iron Man. Then American Sniper beat out The Hunger Games. Oh my God. And now we get to what the last couple of years have been. In order, the highest grossing movies. Star Wars. Star Wars. The last 3 years. So, if you didn't have a Star Wars movie coming out, you could go straight ahead. So, a lot has happened since 300 came out. A lot has happened since we started doing this podcast. We have a pantheon of movies that we don't talk about we don't use to measure anything, that Andrew has up on the website, which is good. Andrew always also has an anime section on the website that I keep looking at in sheer disgust. Very upset that that is part of the website.
It is called Gaman Reviews.
I have not the unnamed movie podcast.
I keep thinking I should write more anime things, but I never remember to.
So I guess I'll have to give him a free pass. But the world has gotten significantly worse since 300 came out and since we started this podcast. And movies have gotten significantly worse since we started this podcast. So I think now after doing 300 of these, we probably should stop.
Probably. So, Andrew.
I think we've done enough damage.
No, that Damien's finished. Hold on. Okay, I gave you a really good cut point. Mm-hmm. Just delete all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then do your intro.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds better.
But he got to say England lost a lot.
Yes.
Wasn't that a good part?
Let me just check. Euro 2018, they lost. World Cup 2010, they lost. Euro 2012, still lost. World Cup 2014, that's a L. Euro 2016. Yeah, since I've been alive.
Do you have a prediction for World Cup 2022?
There was one of the Euros where they didn't lose.
I'm sorry?
There was a Euro where they didn't lose.
I'm sorry, where is that? There was a World Cup they didn't lose.
No, there was a Euro they didn't lose. I mean, technically, they also didn't play.
Fair enough.
You can't lose if you don't play.
So mean and put didn't make it. DNP.
Can't block you. So, all right, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I thought Andrew had something else.
I know, right?
No. I was kind of giving some room because I didn't know what was really going on at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to do another what happened since we started this podcast. I mean, I did this like 100 episodes ago when we hit 200, and I did my whole thank you to everyone speech, and it's been wonderful doing all these podcasts. But it's
you don't want to lie anymore.
It's no longer wonderful. In and out.
I'm watching football. The podcast continues. I continue to wonder when cinema will be a good thing for this podcast.
You'll have to wait another 10 years.
Another 100 episodes before I can check in.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Yeah.
Duly noted. And
cinema.
I don't really have a lot to say to go on to this what should I call it? This bookmark episode.
Yeah, we keep doing it. Cause it's still fun. I mean, I don't know if it's fun for everybody. I still enjoy doing this. I still enjoy doing the podcast and I still enjoy listening to this podcast. And I still enjoy people hearing my voice come out of a speaker. I'm going, damn, is that you? Still enjoy that. And still enjoy laughing at jokes before I actually make the jokes. And still enjoy laughing at jokes that you and Douglas makes. Even though I was sitting here when it was being recorded. When the jokes are made, still laugh like an idiot. No matter where I am. And I love it. I still love it. Plus, who else am I going to talk about movies? I mean, if Carib would fix their shit, we'd probably go watch some more movies.
Yeah.
But I think that boat already set sail and crashed in the Pacific. So, it sucks. But I still love movies. And I have a better TV. The only thing that did change is that I have a better TV now than I did when we started this podcast.
Oh, yeah. I have a worse TV now.
Oh,
yeah.
And you watch worse movies now?
Nope, that is not true. I love every bad movie I watch.
Every what movie?
Actually. Every bad movie I watch, I love.
So you admit that they're worse?
No. I love them.
Always have. Always will. Speaking of bad movies.
Yes.
You stole my segue. No, 300.
We're talking about 300.
Or as I like to call it, the story of actors that were.
Sparta!
Oh. Damien.
Yes.
Damien.
Mm-hmm.
I still... this movie is so fucking good. It's not even...
Yeah.
It's not even a joke. Mm-hmm. So, it's so good that there's still... Even before I watched this movie and it reminded me of some of the shenanigans that it does, to this day, if anybody says this is madness, there's only one response that I have for them. And nobody ever understands.
Sparta!
But I know that you guys didn't do this because you're assholes. But we need to talk about... This is not just 300. This is the bookend of two movies... 300, the actual movie, and then 302, the sex god movie, the sex wars.
Mm-hmm. We told you
which
about
I actually
this.
Watched watch this it. Week. Yes, I did.
We told you about this when it came out in 2014. We were like, Douglas, there's a sex battle you need to see.
Yep.
I know, I remember. Yeah. I remember you talking about it. And I think that these two movies represent so well what we do on this podcast. It's scary because we have 300, right? The only thing that isn't included here is actual good movies.
Mm-hmm.
So let's throw that out. And guess what? For the last year, I think we've shown that we don't actually watch actual good movies.
Or if we do, we don't talk about them on this podcast.
Yeah. So, in a way, this actually does represent us to the fullest. We have 300, which is a great movie. I love it today.
A timeless classic.
It's a bad movie, though. Yeah. But I love it, right?
I like how people are just like Andrew is about to do.
Damien, every 5 minutes, even less than that, there was something to look at. I mean, just Gerard Butler, who I don't think many people could say, you know, that acting is particularly strong with him.
No.
No.
I would say quite the opposite.
Yes. But the way his... just presence in this movie and things like there's a scene where I don't think it's the God King that comes. I don't think it's Xerxes. I think it's somebody else that comes. And they're like, we want to talk to Leonidas. Actually, no, I think it was Xerxes. And he's just sitting, he's standing up, some guys like pushing spears through dead people on the ground to make sure they're actually dead.
Right.
And they're talking, they're like, don't go out there. And he's just calmly eating an apple and he takes a big bite and then he's about to leave and then he turns around and he says something like, well, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? It's just some, like, such a flippant, it's so great, this movie. And it also, it's obvious that this movie was close enough to Sin City that Zack Snyder was like, oh, I just need to make Sin City. And he did that. But, I mean...
Better.
I this don't better know about better.
This is better than Sin City.
Hey,
this is a better movie than Sin City.
I cannot speak to details I haven't watched Sin City in a little while. But, I am just going to say that I love both of those movies.
No,
I love Sin City.
Obviously, you like both of the movies.
Yeah.
But this is a better movie.
I don't know about that.
Douglas, here's how good this movie is.
Mm-hmm.
People still cast Gerard Butler and shit.
he really shouldn't be cast in anything unless something is falling. If something is falling or fallen, fine. Like, right? Olympus or... the other one,
this movie was so good and so beloved by everyone that people just started casting Gerard Butler in all sorts of shit. Right?
But I think what's great is the bookend, the comparison of...
I'm upset that none of you brought up his movie with Jamie Foxx.
Well, law-abiding
citizen. Law-abiding.
Because, he's bad in that.
Because it really only had one scene, yeah. Which was, hello.
And he's terrible in it.
Yeah.
Just like every other movie he's in, he's truly bad in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones
all.
Where things are falling, he's still bad.
Of course.
You just tolerate those because they're so stupid.
What stupid movie was he in that I loved recently?
Olympus Has Fallen?
No, it's not one of the Fallens. I think
it's
he
not
was...
one of the Fallens. Like, that's the actual title of the movie. No, it's not one of the Fallens. Don't be silly. He's in How to Train a Dragon.
No.
The Family Man.
No.
Hunter Killer.
No, dog. Dog, there's nothing new that you like from him. You're
is
wrong.
It Gamer? Are you thinking about Gamer?
Absolutely not.
Andrew, the answer to no question ever asked is Gamer.
Geostorm? Were you a Geostorm fan, Douglas?
Yeah, I didn't watch that movie, so I don't know.
Dog.
Fuck, I've gone back far and...
Yeah. No, dog. There's nothing.
I'm trying to now think, is it that I watched an old movie recently that I didn't know he was in?
Is it that you just mistook someone else for Gerard Butler?
Probably.
I must have.
Probably.
Oh, well, I've gotten to the bottom.
Yeah.
And cannot find a good movie.
When you said it, I was just like, that's impossible.
Ooh, hold on. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. What's his name in the... Yes! There's a new Fallen coming out.
Of course.
And it's called Angel Has Fallen.
Dog, of
oh,
course
that must be Los
Fallen.
Angeles, I'm sure. Yes.
I hope it's not. I hope he actually goes to heaven and like saves God.
No, he goes
from
to heaven,
an attack
heaven
by the devil.
And becomes a fallen angel and tries to fuck with Denzel.
He gets killed. The movie starts out with him finally failing to save the president. He gets killed. He shows up at heaven and the Satan is attacking the heaven's gates and he's like, I know what to do.
You're trying very hard and you're not succeeding.
But so just the veracity, the force with which this movie is great is the same force
that
makes 302, 600 that makes that movie. Just so bad. And I think those are the only two things that we do on this podcast.
Yeah.
We either talk about
the truly
bad
good
movies that are great,
right,
that we love.
Like 300.
Or just god-awful movies that we try and figure out who is it? Which one of you fuckers do I have to blame
who did this
for making me watch this movie?
Who did this?
Right? And today, it's my fault.
Yes.
Not really, because you guys didn't watch it. But...
I'll never watch 302 again.
This movie, man, and the funny thing is, I think there is a half hour in here that
where
works.
Where the action is good enough.
Exactly,
yeah.
Where the action is. So, like, even the first, say...
In the middle bit, where there's the
40 minutes of this movie.
So,
no, even before the sex fight. I think it got bad before the sex fight. But then the sex fight did bring it back up. But I think after the first maybe 40 minutes, I remember thinking to myself, all right... This is not a good movie.
But it's
but
not that
I can,
bad.
I can
yeah
accept this. This is
and
this
then
is
the
not,
movie
and
just
oh
continues.
Boy.
And
the movie then moved into a segment where it was like, well, now listen, Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want action.
Right.
But...
How about a history
how about...
Lesson?
Exactly.
A fake history.
Right?
Lesson.
And that was not what I wanted.
And that's what... No one asked for that.
No one asked for that. I mean... They started to show Xerxes as a human being. And
no one needs this.
No one needs this.
No one asked for this.
Then they tried to help me out with this sex fight. And all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Accepted.
Then there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, and I don't know if you guys knew him at the time, but this has the young startup fellow. So that was kind of a cool little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see him before he was famous. Actually, he's not famous. But, 302 is horrendous. And it sucks because I really like Ava Greencracks. She is
I forgot we
really
call
good
her that.
In,
yep.
Yes. No, don't ask me to remember why that happened. I remember when it happened on one of the podcasts.
She had a movie come out,
which
was
called
Cracks.
Cracks.
Or yeah. Crack.
It was called Cracks. Like is that what it was?
I said Evergreen Cracks. And you turned over. You're just like not having any more. I slipped up. I was trying to say Evergreen in Cracks, but just left out the
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
And you just died. You're just like, I'm done. This is the end of the podcast. Michael Fassbottom is also.
Yes, Fassbottom is also in the first one.
The first one.
Yes. He likes to fight in the shade.
Yes.
And that, oh.
Dominic
those
West.
Shitty fucking lines.
Lena
so
Headey.
Great. Yeah, Lena Headey.
David Wenham.
Yeah, David Wenham. Mm-hmm. And he's course, a storyteller.
You to know that Gerard Butler was the focus of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Being, and with hindsight, realizing he's far and away the worst actor of all of the people. You just go, okay, this movie truly is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I watch it, I forget how bad Gerard Butler is.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Because the way this movie is presented to you,
yeah.
bad acting is what is supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
And he does it with such a flair.
Such
right?
gusto.
Oh, oh, he's like, you know what he is? He's that guy who in real life...
Mm-hmm.
doesn't know anything, but just so confident
yeah,
about
man.
It
mm-hmm.
that people are like, yeah, like,
yeah
I, of course you're
right.
Right. That sounds, yeah. So what you're saying is that if I add 2 + 2 divided by chicken, that I get turkey. Oh,
I mean.
Thanksgiving.
Sounds right.
Yeah. No, so.
Rewatching this movie, the thing that I forget, and the thing that I love most about this movie is that this movie was one edit away from just being John Wick. If they took out the first part with the talking
mm-hmm.
and they just started it with them fighting people, this movie is just... because this movie had a setup and it did the same John Wick thing where it's just like, we're going to talk for about 10 or 15 minutes. But once this movie gets going, it does not stop. It does not slow down. And the action... Listen, my boy Zach is bad at storytelling. But fucking everything else about making an action movie, he is one of the fucking top 5 action movie makers of all fucking... This movie, nobody else... I can't see anybody else making this movie. And comic book movies don't do this anymore. Like, the last one that tried was Andrew's favorite movie. And you love it too. With
really?
He's playing guitar and Michael Cera is the guy.
Sugar Man?
No, man. It's a comic, and he bought the comic book. And it's a lot of video game shit
with
in
the
there.
A song can say a song saves your life. Was that the name of it, Douglas? Or was it called?
Yep.
No, is it Once?
Once
only
has...
there was the internet. Okay, CHEALCERA.
The guitar. Is it? I think I don't know what it is, but I'm not gonna.
Is it a Star Is
Scott
Born?
Pilgrim versus the World?
Is it a Star
Oh,
is Born
damn it!
Tried.
So I could have said the one that I thought. I was thinking, maybe it's Kubo. So
right.
It's not Kubo then.
No. Scott Pilgrim versus the World is the last comic book that tried, where they're just like, we're just going to take pages out of the comic book and put them on the screen, and I'm not a fan of Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, so good.
He also, Zack Snyder also got that right in Watchmen. There's a lot of scenes from Watchmen
I'm
that is
Watchmen
just carbon
a
copy.
While.
It's still
to,
tremendous.
Can I tell you, I'm upset. So I recently took out all of my Blu-rays and
mm-hmm.
looked at it. And I have one of the fancy Watchmen Blu-rays. But I
right.
realized I thought it had all the versions of Watchmen. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't. I don't even think it has the theatrical version.
You don't need that one.
It has one of the director's cuts.
Yeah. It's the one with the cartoons in the middle. That's the one that you need.
Yeah,
everything
I think,
else is
I think it has
time.
That one.
But watching this, like, this one, I can feel, I can see the pages. Like, as the movie is going on, I can see the pages, like, flip. Like, in my mind, it lines up one to one to what that comedy, because it has the right feel. It has the right tone. Like, the movie, you can taste the testosterone coming out of this movie. It is such a power fantasy, and it makes no sense.
Damn,
and it is outright
three,
some of the... Oh my.
About four quarters of this movie is spent,
yes.
Right? Just watching sweaty men who have exercised a little bit too much.
Yeah. Kick the shit out of other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is glorious. Like, I still, even though I know what is about to happen, even though I've seen it a trillion times,
mm-hmm.
I even went back and watched the first trailer for this movie. Just to see it. And I remember we were in college when we saw the first trailer.
Oh,
for
really?
This. Yeah, that is how.
When did this come out?
This movie came out in 2007.
You were in university still?
Yeah. We left in 2007.
Oh, that makes sense. You guys are about 3 years younger than me.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Yeah.
I remember seeing it in college and we were just like, there's no fucking way this movie is going to look like this. Like, we saw the trailer and didn't believe
mm-hmm.
that anyone could get it done. And, like, there's a couple movies that, over time... There's a couple movies that, over time, have been like, yo, this movie isn't quite that good. A movie that I loved when I was a child and then came back and watched. This is not one of them. I will keep 300 with me for all of my days, because 300 is like, what's it? 300 to me feels, it still feels fresh, like the Raid feels fresh to me. Like those John Wick movies still, like when you watch them, you're just like, why has everyone else learned the wrong lessons? Like, when I saw 300, I'm just like, how did it take John Wick another almost decade to come out? Why didn't... Because The Raid came out. Why didn't everyone just look at these movies and go, oh, we don't need stories. We just need to come up with cool action set pieces and fucking do this. Like, they come out... Every no, like Dredd did it, but no one fucking saw that.
No, Dredd did not do anything.
Oh, you didn't. I don't know why you don't like that movie. It does not. Do you like Die Hard?
I fucking love
Die
Hard.
Do you like The Raid?
Yes, I do.
And you like 300?
Yes, you know
then
it.
You definitely like Dredd.
Nope.
I'm going to go ahead and say you definitely like Dredd. I know if they're not the Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, it was
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, not the Sylvester Stallone.
And you know what? I watched a piece of that lately.
Uh-huh. It's not as bad.
I feel
bad
like
as...
I'd like that movie.
It's like Demolition Man.
It's essentially like just people fucking around for no reason. And I love that.
That movie feels like Demolition Man.
I love
where
Demolition
you're just
Man.
Like, it transports me through time. I'm just
yeah.
like...
Well, the thing about Dredd for me, right? So Demolition Man I owned and mm-hmm. I watched just... on a loop.
Right.
So that definitely transports mm-hmm. me back in time. Dredd, I didn't own, but I did watch it at the time. I watched it maybe once or twice on mm-hmm. HBO. So I don't have that much of a connection as I
okay.
do with Demolition Man.
But this dog, like, Schneider with this, with 300, perfect. There are some, depending on who you talk to, there are missteps with Watchmen,
mm-hmm.
and I can't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the connection to Watchmen, the
yeah,
comic as some people. So
but
that movie
also,
was...
Also, I mean, the thing about Watchmen to that got people is that it's about 20 hours long.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I was always... I never feel like that movie drags at any point. That movie feels it is as long as it needs to be to tell that story. But... And of course, he made, like, the Bird movie and some other... There's a movie with the girl. He made Owls of Gahuld.
Oh, right,
and
he did.
Made... that dream
yeah,
girl,
the dream girl,
whatever
one.
The hell
boxing
that movie.
Girl, bomber girl,
I
some shit.
Remember
like.
What
sucker
was
girl,
called.
Sucker punch, sucker punch,
sucker punch.
Which I
yeah.
hate that
you
movie
just said
so
sucker
much.
Girl. Yeah, sucker punch is terrible. Like, no, there's nothing redemptive about that movie. But for you people who don't like
oh.
Man of Steel,
you people.
Yeah, for you people who don't like Man of Steel. Or
yeah,
300?
No, I have to tell you.
Feel
like,
free.
I remember,
to come at me.
I remember thinking, because I hadn't watched it in a little while, I'm like, are these people that don't like Man of Steel? Is there something to that? Is it just that? Uh-uh. And I mean, we spoke about it at length maybe a couple months ago. Uh-huh. That movie is perfect.
Dog, the fight scenes, it is the only movie I've seen. Avengers, I've seen all of these other superpowered shit. That fight, that first fight when he was fighting the troops and he was like flying away and the girl grabbed his cape and that is the... I've never felt so horny for a movie. I will never need Viagra. Between 300 and Man of Steel, aptly named I might add, I will never need Viagra. Because watching those fight scenes, they make me so happy. Because it feels to me like he looked inside of my mind and went, Damon would love to see this. And he just put it on the screen. And oh my, those three movies, I don't care what that man makes. If he's making another action movie, I'll give him any money he wants, anything he needs. Because when he gets it right, holy shit, does he get it right. 300 is still spectacular. I love that movie forever and ever. When they put it out in holographic 8K or whatever, I'll buy that again. I will continue to buy this movie forever and ever. Because it's so good. And that look, like even down to the look of the movie, that bronze and gold everything, the movie looks and feels grimy. It is, oh god damn, that movie is so good. So very good. Andrew? I hear that you don't like 300.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How's it going over
and
there?
And welcome.
It's snowing today.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait,
no, it's not.
Outside. No, still warm.
How sweet.
Don't need a jacket.
How sweet.
I have a jacket, don't need it.
So, earlier in the podcast, we were commemorating the fact that we're doing the 300th episode. And we talked about all of the things that's happened with the website and happened in the world. And one thing you never seem to mention is that on this very website, of the many redesigns I've done for this website, because there have been many, I think I've done at least six over the 10, 11 years that this website has existed, a little bit longer than the podcast. Really early on, the banner picture for this part, for this website was a screenshot of 300 with the guy holding up his shield and the particle effects or whatever you want to call it of like a bomb exploding was
around him.
Was the banner picture for this website.
Yes.
And even though I have moved on from that design and I still have banner images of movies I love up there and there are other movies that I love, I still love 300. I mean, I do think it was a pivotal point in tricking the world into thinking Zack Snyder is a good storyteller because people thought they saw something that they didn't.
Yeah, but I still love tell stories.
But I still love 300. Right? This movie's fun. It's dumb. Mm-hmm. It's
so dumb.
It's strange to me the parts of it that I feel they've wasted time with, and it's sad for me to call it a waste of time because I knew what they were doing. They wanted to set up this world and make all of these things make sense, but due to like how Snyder does his movies, they never really play out with any sense of interest. And I'm talking about all of the scenes with the Oracle and the, I've forgotten whatever they call those people up there on the hilltop.
Yeah. And the sages.
And more importantly, the scenes that are cut back to the city during the fighting when you see Lena Headey and Dominic West going at it with the political intrigue, right? Mm-hmm. And betrayal, which if I remember correctly, none of that part was in the comics. But who cares?
Are we going there?
But who cares? Because I really only mention it because Damien talks about this movie being one of the few movies where he can see the panels of the comics as he's watching the movie. But whatever. It's strange to me how those things still survive in this movie and we're still allowed to enjoy this movie as much as we do with all of those bad elements that just take up at least 40 to 50 minutes of the runtime of this movie.
You're saying this movie needs a director's cut?
Yes, I think this movie needs a director's
cut. DC?
I enjoy...
I didn't think about it before. But I think this movie could use a director's cut.
I do.
And then
also,
right at the end, you just tack on the sex fight, and that's it.
Actually, you know what? You make the sex fight be the thing that happens in between the fighting. Like, you know, it does this back and forth editing.
In the middle, where the first rainfall bit, where the ships were crashing before they get to land, sex fight.
All right. Yeah, that works.
Make you think that they're on one of those ships.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like confused as to why they're still not dead. And you're just like, oh, they were on one of the ships that survived. We should see them again.
Who gives a shit?
But yeah, I like this movie. Douglas?
I didn't just spend the last half an hour telling you how much I love this movie.
No. I want you to tell me again.
I love this movie to death. Is this because you're... Are you trying to refer to the fact that after my first watching, I don't think I liked it?
No. I'm trying to figure out, now that you've seen 302, the movie that we know is far superior to 300.
All right.
There's a two in the title.
There's a two in the title, so it has to be better.
Everybody knows
that. Did you then follow up with revisiting Smart People?
Smart People? Which one is Smart People?
Damien's favorite movie with Ellen Page and Lowell from...
Oh, it is Ellen Page. Okay. Right. Yeah, there are a couple of movies that I know I mix up. Smart People and something else. Maybe
because Smart People is the film that the guy who made 302 directed before.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. God, fuck both of those movies.
it's also very weird to be talking about this movie because for the last week I've been listening to the Hardcore History podcast I told you about, Damien. I've been listening to him talk specifically about Xerxes and the Persian army.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Hardcore History.
Yeah, I listened to a couple of them. The last one he put up is still unfinished. He started talking about Japan and what led up to the things of World War.
And he seems to take his time with them, so I don't expect...
Yeah, it's like months or sometimes like a year between episodes because he is taking his sweet, sweet time.
So what I'm doing is I'm going to the older ones that are completed and I'm listening to those intermittently.
Yeah. He likes history like I like football, which is scary. Like, he goes back and is like, he clearly is spending the time and enjoying himself. And the only thing I can compare that to is sports. Like, I love movies. But I don't watch like documentaries of how movies are made. And I don't like get books to tell me about a time in movie history. I don't do that. I'll do that shit with sports. Like, I recently watched a Tyson documentary.
Documentary?
No, I've already seen the Man City documentary.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I watched because I realized that by the time I was growing up, I saw only the decline of Mike Tyson. Like, you saw clips and whatever, but you didn't realize
Just how dominant he was?
Because we were still pretty young when he went to prison, and that was when, you know,
right. I saw
for obvious reasons.
Right. I saw him get the shit kicked out of him and bite a man's ear off. And, like, I saw him win a couple of fights. But when I watched the documentary and saw that the dude was 19 and was straight killing people... like, he hit a guy, and when they were interviewing him, there was tears coming out of his face. And he's just like, I've never been hit that hard in my life. Like, he's a professional boxer.
He essentially was Tom Hardy from Warrior, right? He would walk into the ring, just punch you once, and walk right back out, because, like, he's done.
That's the thing, too. Like, watching all his old fights... doesn't take a lot of time. Can get that shit done in an hour. Like, his first 30 fights takes about an hour to watch through, start to finish. And, like, and hearing about, like, his early up, like, that is the thing that I would love to have for movies. And that is where Andrew would love to take this podcast. But I... and this is weird because movies have done more for my maturity than sports will ever do. But I love movies.
Wait, watching sweaty men beat each other has done doesn't help you
nothing for my maturity.
Really?
Nothing at all.
What?
Yeah, it's so weird. but if I had to pick between movies or sports, it's not
movies.
Not even close. It's not even close. Right?
Andrew, wait, hold on. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
If I pick movies, does that mean I no longer have movies about sports?
Yes, that's a good point. You know, you'd get to keep them.
All right, I keep movies.
Yeah. If I watch sports, does it mean that I no longer get to watch movies? I take that shit. More and more, that is the life I live in. So, yeah. I get less sport. Do I get to keep sports documentaries? Because those are technically movies.
Nope, those are movies.
But it's mostly sports. No. Because you can't buy them on, like, a DVD. Like, ESPN has to show them. So I get anything ESPN shows, which is sports documentaries. So I get to keep that.
You get to keep 30 for 30.
Yeah, then definitely.
Because those
definitely
are TV shows.
Is it, I think, either TVDB or IMDB, one of them treats all documentary series as TV series. And they don't, you can't find them in the movie section.
It's probably IMDB.
Yeah.
Because TVDB is what I think Letterboxd uses, and they have documentaries. Okay. Yeah.
So one of the things that annoys me the most with all of these databases, because, and I mean, I know they have to be this because no asshole is going and putting up all the data themselves, because it's this open source thing where everyone can just submit what they want. And this especially links into Letterboxd. When there are series that come out which people love too much, and I'm pointing to Black Mirror right now, people go into the movie DB, enter those episodes as movies, and then log them on Letterboxd. And I'm like, that's not a fucking movie.
I've never... like, I do that on my side. Like, I've never even considered actually messing around with everybody else's database. Like, I'll do it at home, for sure. Like, Planet Earth is technically a TV show. But I don't treat it like that. Planet Earth is a movie.
I have a question for you as it relates to those actions, but we'll ask that later.
Yes. And so I prefer to go in and I'll change that shit on my side. Now, that's the downside of Plex. You can't really go in and edit shit in Plex.
Because Plex sucks.
Yeah, but
fuck Plex.
Cody.
I know, right?
Oh my god. Right, that's another thing that happened between me starting this podcast.
Yes, I remember when started this podcast, I was still using, what the fuck was it called? Myth TV.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I started and stopped using Ubuntu as my only computer.
I remember calling you guys several times and just be like, what the fuck?
How does Linux work, Andrew?
And Andrew's just like, press these buttons. And then I call him back, that shit didn't work. And he's like, well, good luck.
It's so easy now, though.
Yeah.
I'm so happy now.
No, Douglas. For it is not so easy.
I'm happy for people.
Wait, you've used it so long. You've anticipated the problems. It took me
like a half an hour to install it this time.
Still
it's
sucks.
So great.
Ubuntu
does not.
They
suck.
Can say it's user friendly all they want.
I mean, there's don't ask me why I'm using Windows to record this podcast.
Yes.
Because Ubuntu is the greatest.
Right. If you have to open the terminal to fix anything,
I actually did not need to open the terminal this time.
Uh huh.
But Audacity still doesn't work.
Alrighty then. Yeah.
I'm sure it has to do with my hardware.
Listen,
just Ubuntu being a piece of shit.
Canonical, or whatever you call yourself now, every year, whether I download the new version or not, every time there's a new release, I donate $20 because it is literally the least. I'm just like, I've used this so long, I can give them some money. But you guys don't get to tell me that it is better. Because every time I go to update it, it is then a shit show. That is why I haven't updated it in almost 2 years. Because it is just a shit show every single time. But you get your money, so I don't want to hear anything. Also, when is Kodi 18 coming out? For Christ's sake.
Right, it's coming out when iOS 13 comes out.
This is what. There's downsides to closed source software, but one of the upsides is you can pay a lot of people to get that shit running right quick. Unless you're Windows, of course. And then you have updates that deletes people's files, which is tremendous. That is absolutely. Oh, that's so good. Thank you. Thank you, Microsoft. You guys did it right. But I have some other notes about the 14 trillion years that we've been doing this podcast. I did go back and like look at the movies that we talked about and was trying to run some numbers, but it was taking too much time because we didn't have an Excel sheet in the beginning. And I got to about 150 of the main movies, but I just ran out of time. There was too much Red Dead to be played, and not enough time for me to listen to them. And most of I thought there would have been some special things that I could come on here and mock the shit out of you about. But it turns out all of the things I mock you about then. I've continued to mock you up. Like, you guys didn't have any major flips on anything. You guys were wrong about a lot of shit in my estimation. And I was wrong about a lot of shit in your, especially Andrew. But what, as the thing that listening to the earlier episodes, I realized is that between then and now, is that Douglas and I have morphed into basically the same person. It's disgusting. But Andrew doesn't take shit from us. What? Like, he still doesn't butt in, which is no fun. He's still no fun butting in and telling us to shut the fuck up so that he can say whatever it is he wants. He still doesn't do that, which I was hoping he would learn at some point, but he still doesn't do it. But there was a time we would give him so much shit that he would just move the podcast off. he wouldn't even try and... You could hear in the subsequent topics that he hated the two of us. And he'd just move it along. All right? Like, through gritty teeth, just like, fuck these guys. Move on. A lot of the time, it was directed specifically at me. Because the thing you've stopped doing, you used to be the middle one. Uh-huh. Like, whatever position me and Andrew took when we were arguing, unless you definitely had a firm choice, even if you
fell more on one side or the other, you'd still play both sides. You're just like, you'd be the just right person.
Yeah.
Over time, you've just stopped doing that completely. It's just like, I'm a fuck. Anymore? And we've also stopped properly defending things we like or don't like. It just becomes, because we've been doing it so long, it just becomes us taking shots at the person. We just ignore anything that is said. It's like, you've been wrong too long, I don't want to hear it. We just move forward. Andrew is also more, I mean, apart from his English getting better, that is a thing that his English and his grasp of world news were things in the beginning. We had field days. There was entire like 20 minute spots where we just laugh at what Andrew.
I recall that, but no, here's the question.
Yes.
Is it that he's gotten better, or is it that he's gotten better at knowing what to steer away from? So we don't fuck with him.
Like, Andrew knows world news now, and his vocabulary has got, I don't know if it's writing all that time that has gotten it up. But there was a time, and he would pronounce it wrong. He used shit in the wrong cut. It was tremendous. We used to, there's one episode, there was a full 15 minutes where me and, I don't even think I just spoke for the rest of the podcast. It's just like, goodbye. It was just like 15 minutes of Amzos, and then it was just, at some point he like faded us down, and it was just like, and thanks for listening. And just, almost cried listening to that. Oh my, Andrew should have stopped talking to you. If Andrew found one more person here that liked movies as much as us, we'd never be on a podcast. I'm like, no wonder Andrew was trying to get guests on this podcast. It's like, I'm never talking to these guys ever as long as I live. His smooth segues are still cartoonishly bad. He's not gotten in. He's still bad today. He was bad in the beginning. They're so clunky and awkward. Just.
In my defense, I'd like to say that I have some bad co-hosts make them work.
True.
But before you actually mount a defense, I would like to, in the spirit of what we're talking about right now, humbly request that Damien explain himself. What Damien, pray tell, makes Andrew's segues conkly?
Oh, sorry. I talking.
Were there many conkles in the segues?
Crunkly.
Oh, is that the act of getting crunk?
Right. Yeah.
Is that with your uncle?
With is what Lil John. I should say clunky, but that's no fun. It's no fun. I was going to keep this going, but I can't come up with any after crunkly. I was trying. It's like, what else? I've got crunkly, conkly. What else? And it stopped being C. And I was like, I can't come up with anything else to kill this joke. So, like, we, of course, learned a lot about each other. It stopped surprising me at about 100 episodes in that Douglas will watch anything with French anywhere in the radius.
Actually, it's been a long fucking time since I've watched a French movie or brought something to you.
Because you just didn't have the time anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time, if there was anything French, even tangentially related.
French adjacent.
Douglas was just, let's fucking do this. And he won me over with plastic bag jellyfish completely. There was a time I just thought you had lost your goddamn mind.
But even going back and watch and listening to some of the movies that you described, I was just like, I need to write a list so that I can go back and watch some of these. Some of these sound fucking awesome. I remember anything about these movies, but Douglas is describing some movies that sound dope as shit. And as much as it pains me to say this, Andrew's fucking 10-year sojourn into getting me to understand world building in movies finally started creeping in, because I'm seeing it in more movies now.
I heard my name, what just happened?
I don't want to. Like, he's been on this train forever. He's just like, but the world. Yeah. And I used to just go, that's not what the movie said, dog. Like, there's a different movie in your head. You have a better movie that you've constructed in your head. And I think that's why he's going to build video games. I think he might be awesome at it. Because Andrew will take small details that I didn't see in any of these movies. Like, it was just a thing someone said and I just ignored it. And I was like, whatever. And Andrew will take that and other small bits and he will have a fully realized world in his head. And I was like, I still don't know. I'm still not there yet. Like, watched Mad Max again recently. Heard about Bullet Town and Gas Town. Still don't. I'm just like, those are two cool names for towns. But still don't have, like, in Andrew's head, he's like picturing what that shit would be. And I'm just like, those are two cool names for the thing. But later in the movie when they were trying to escape and they're just like, oh, we're going to keep going across the sea. Yeah. And you realize that the whole world is at like they're actually on the sea, but it is now a desert. And it only makes sense to turn back because where they're driving to doesn't make any sense. I'm just like, that is when I started imagining what the rest of the world must look like. And I was like, oh no, Andrew got me. Like, in the middle of the movie, I was like, God damn it. Like, pause the movie. I was just like, I shouldn't tell Andrew this. Right? He fucking got me back into anime. And now he's ruining good movies by having me think about things the movie didn't tell me to think about. And so as much shit as I give Andrew, Andrew and you both have... Like, because we've just battered each other so much back and forth with these dumb, specific things that we like. It has, like, it's rubbed off on me. And the thing that I know Andrew loves now more than when we started this podcast. Andrew wasn't a fan of revenging when we started this. I went back and listened to a couple of those movies that we are that I love, and I was just like, what did Andrew have to say? And Andrew's just like, oh, I like the tone, like words.
Name
that...
names. Which movies?
No. At some point, I will be finished with the Excel sheet, and then I'll come back and do this right. Because I want the thing I'm doing is real dumb, but I just need more time so that I can come here.
You only got a week's notice.
We can play a dumb game. I mean, I'll tell you guys when it is ready. But no, I was trying to get it done for the 300th. I was trying to get the podcast that I'm editing done for the 300th. None of those things happened. So I'll just have to come in at a later time. But Andrew used to basically talk. We were here jumping up and down about the revenging. And how much revenging was happening. And Andrew, at first I was just like, oh, because me and Douglas just spent the entire time talking about the stabby parts. Andrew was trying to be better than us and talk about the... But then I realized it kept happening. So he liked those movies, but not quite as much. But somewhere along the line, he started really liking revenging movies. I think we did something. There are some positives to this nonsense. I listening to some of those old podcasts. When all three of us were in the room, Because while now the podcast is, I mean, there's still a delay, but there's not much of a delay, so it's not quite as bad. There's a period where the delay was significant.
Oh, those Trinidad years.
We had to use a rudimentary system of clapping.
Right. So. Right. And even though Andrew tried his best to edit it out, there's just times where you can only do so much and no more. But when all of us were in the room, there's times where listening to old podcasts, I was laughing so hard. So because just hearing us laugh on the podcast, I was like picturing in my head what kind of madness was happening. Forcing, like, to know that Andrew spends time editing out some of the nonsense that we do, and there was still this much laughter in. It was like, we're terrible people. And so I don't know if I enjoy it more now because it is part of the routine and it's just a thing that we do. And we do it so regularly and it's basically the only time I get to spend with you guys because everybody works and being a working man sucks. And will suck for the next 35 years. So, I still do enjoy coming to, like, there'll be episodes where you can hear that we're tired because we do record this late. And sometimes the movies are so bad that there's no enthusiasm. Like, it's bad, but not bad enough that you can, like, there's a burning fire. It's just bad. And you just don't want to talk about it. There's a couple of those episodes. There's a lot fewer of those episodes in the beginning.
Oh, of course.
Because we had all the time and all the energy. You guys used to drink on the podcast?
Yes, we did.
I forgot that.
Yes, we did. Quite a bit.
Yeah. Not enough, though. There's no... I was trying
No,
like,
I don't think there's a drunk... I don't think there's moments ever a on drunken episode. No.
I mean, we would usually drink like one, maybe two beers tops.
Yeah, it was just you guys bitching about the beer selection in Jamaica.
Yes.
And me looking at you people going, why are you doing
this? So right now, I can tell you, things are still the same, but I drink Sam Adams beer now.
Goddamn hippie.
Yeah, it's not that's not special. That's just special for Jamaica.
I had Red Stripe sorrel.
Oh, recently. I hate those goddamn beers.
And
that's not beer, that's fucking light beer.
It like I expected it to be the worst of both worlds, but it did, based on my expectation. No, it doesn't taste good, obviously. It's still bad. But in my mind, I was just like, oh, you guys are going to take Red Stripe, something that is bitter and awful, and fucking ruin sorrel. And it did, but not quite to the I thought it was going to be undrinkable. It was going to be like some nightmare. But it wasn't that bad. I still don't know why it's there. Like, who would choose, given the option of straight Red Stripe or sorry? I don't see who are these people who are like, I want both.
Now that we're talking about beers, what has happened in the last 10 years since we started this podcast is that when we started, I could drink two or three Red Stripe bowls during the podcast. No, I can drink none because they don't fucking make it anymore.
Yep.
I'm very upset because that was a decent beer.
Clearly the rest of the beer drinking community disagreed with you. And of course, we still talk sports. There's a surprising amount. Andrew tries.
Sports and tech.
There's a surprising amount of sports and tech on this podcast. Not about sports or technology. And Andrew's joy for technology came back. Because there was a period there where I didn't give a fuck about computers.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that happened.
I remember that.
Yeah. No, when I heard it, I was just like, oh yeah, Andrew didn't like computer shit.
And we used to make fun of him because he was in
the
tech industry.
Yeah, and he was just like, Then he built a computer and bought a proper graphics card, and now he's back. We got him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Overwatch.
Yeah. He still likes England.
Yeah.
There's one we recorded when England, let's say they didn't make the Euros. And listening to that recently is when I went, oh, I have to do this list. it was far enough in where I thought Andrew was immune to it, but he was not. You could hear that he was not having a good time with us giving him shit. Like, it still was, the wound was still open. all of us have moved past, like, we're still fans of specific clubs, but none of us are fans of specific clubs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we all just went, I can't do this. I don't, like, it's somewhere in the middle. Because early on, there was arguments on this podcast.
Really?
With sports, yeah. Like, us giving it to each other.
Uh-huh.
Chelsea was doing quite well when we started
this podcast. Of course, yeah.
So you had a lot of very unkind things to say about me and Andrew's shitty club. And there was, like, retaliation. Not like now, where no matter what we say about each other's club, we don't retaliate. We just find harsher jokes to say about. Yeah. And it's like, that too has changed. not a lot has changed, but enough has. Douglas has a big, beautiful, empty house.
Yes.
Still empty.
It's still empty.
Hopefully it's
full of coffee. Yeah. Now.
Hopefully, 300 episodes from now, it will be filled with more than those stuff. There'll be some other person that lives here. Is my hope.
Yeah,
I have to hope for that.
I mean, listen,
because I'm sick and tired of
300 episodes from now. I'm sure my parents will be too old to live by themselves, so they can live here.
Listen, Nicholas is a doctor. Oh no, you're. Oh look, I'm the doctor. They take care of them. Sick in many ways. I can't help.
Nicholas is also a bit too big for them.
Bye.
Oh Lord. But this podcast is still fun. It's remarkable listening to the old podcast to realize that. I'm still having the same, like, we've changed a lot of shit. We used to talk about news.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and
we used
to try and do all
and trailers.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
There was that time all movie podcasts were the same, where it was the slash film template. You just did the things. And then we realized this is a waste of our time. I still like us to get back to the marathons.
Me too. I acknowledge it's hard.
Yes.
But I really, right. I raised it last couple of episodes. Mm-hmm. I really want to.
All right, so let me ask about this then. Marathons. Yes. So I've always used marathons for the reason you guys seem to hate movie podcasts, which is to find the gems through all of the history of movies that aren't necessarily the fun history of movies.
Mm-hmm.
But when it goes bad.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what I would say, I'm not going to speak for Damien, but I'm going to speak for Damien. When we get bad movies, I will, you know, give the other person a hard time. But as Damien said a while ago, I really enjoy coming on this podcast, talking about movies, even shitty movies, just to make fun of it with you guys.
Yeah.
And it's a couple of things. One, it forces me to do what I can't really do anymore, which is to watch different movies.
Yeah, just
two,
find movies and watch.
I get to sit out and talk to you guys about shitty movies. And we generally chat about other shit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
the podcast will be anywhere between an hour and 2 hours. We'll be talking for like four.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? I definitely want to do these marathons because on top of everything else, especially because of lately what this my TV watching habits have become, if you notice, Damien even highlighted it a while ago, we used to watch a lot of shitty French movies because I used to have time to watch the new stuff and the old stuff and then
find some weird shit.
Nowadays, if you notice, I'm really only putting out the somewhat new stuff that I kind of want to watch, which has actually turned out to be a fairly bad plan so far.
And then everything else is just comfort food.
Exactly. It's either that or Oceans. So, for example, I'm watching the Oceans trilogy again now. And, you know, things you already like. Exactly.
That you... So, like, it doesn't matter if you get to see to the end or whatever.
Right,
you
can I can just start and
I know
start.
I love this. And, yeah. Right. And so, yeah, like, Andrew, of course, we give you the most grief because you're the ones... You're the one that usually picks the movie for the marathons. And we still enjoy giving you grief, but... That doesn't mean we didn't like doing the marathons. Plus, it gets me to be able to go. Like when people say, although this is happening less and less, but there's a time people would go, oh, if you don't watch X or if you don't watch Y or whatever, then your opinion on whatever is null and void. Yeah. And while I quickly give up on that nonsense, it's still fun to find these new people because you get, especially me, I get to go, oh, because I've seen five of this person's movies, I now know that the next 45 of them I don't need to watch. Oh, this helps. I don't have to go through this anymore. But I still watch them.
Yeah, and also, I mean, listen, we're going to watch a ton of bad movies.
Right.
But it's worth it to get to the gems that we actually find. I mean, can you imagine for you, right? For me, I knew I was going to find it. But for you, Paper Bag Jellyfish.
Right.
How great was that?
Like, even, like, if without you guys, I'd have never seen Unprofit.
Oh, that would have never happened. So good.
Right?
It wasn't... I thought that was you. That was you?
But it was because of this podcast. Mm. Like, I wouldn't have just seen Unprofit somewhere and gone, fucking yeah! No. And that we fell in love with Korea so hard during this podcast. Like, we thought we liked Korean movies. And then it went to... Like, we're still cheerleading Korean directors to this day.
Yeah.
Specific no matter ones, what happens.
That's true.
Yeah. And that is this pod... Dog, I wasn't going to sit at my yard.
Come on. Actually, Korean before film. This podcast, for years, Andrew was like, yo, there's this movie. It's called Old Boy.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Right? because of this podcast, I've watched almost every one of that man's movies.
Dog, think if we didn't get to see I Saw the Devil.
Oh.
Just imagine a world where that is not a movie that you watch.
Or Speed Racer.
I'm sorry. No, I said movie.
Come on.
Plus, the Wachowskis. I've seen all of their movies.
Have you? You saw been... Bound?
Hmm?
You saw Bound?
What is that?
Their movie.
What movie?
Bound.
Don't know what that is.
It's a movie from the 90s.
You've got a Wachowski's movie to watch.
Actually, I remember I remember when I was in high school, because I didn't know who they were at the time, because it was obviously before The Matrix. But I might have been in third form, somewhere between third and fifth form, and people were going crazy about that movie. I think Gina Gershon, you know Gina Gershon, right? It's sad that I know her name only because she's in Face Off. But I think Gina Gershon is in that movie.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Oh, great. So I remember at the time everybody was going crazy over it, or all the guys were going crazy over it. Why? Because of course
like
there's
a half second.
And I think there's like a lesbian scene in that they you know, go to town or something.
Teenage boys.
So that is my image of that movie. I still haven't watched it, but that is how I frame that movie in my memory.
No, I'm talking about matrices.
Matrices forward. Okay, cool. Right.
I just ignore everything that did before that. Why? It is sad that I know he's Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
He made three of my favorite movies of all time.
And then made everything else.
Um, I don't want to say this out loud because I know Andrew loves this man more than everything else.
We're not talking about Soderbergh.
No.
No,
not Soderbergh.
Okay.
There's a man that directed War Horse.
Have you finally rewatched that movie?
That movie sucks. Like, I don't need to. I got my mother to watch that shit. Saw her face afterwards.
Like, I'm still upset Douglas hasn't watched that movie so we can have a final decision.
Listen. Hey, judges get paid, okay? Pay me to watch this movie and to make the decision and I'll do it.
Yeah. I don't like Steven Spielberg anymore.
He hasn't made a good movie in like a while.
But he gave me some of the greats.
Of course.
Yeah. I like Star Wars now.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Never thought that was going to happen. Like Blade Runner. Not the bad one, obviously. The good one is truly spectacular. Fun fact, there's times I go home and just turn on that movie just to see it. Like, not to watch it because I'm busy doing other things. Like, I know I will, but I just leave it running on mute just to see it. Movie is something else. That movie is something else. We haven't started our Patreon. Andrews is selling ads on this thing. Like,
that we know of.
We're doing this because we enjoy doing this. And, I still have no idea about the popular. Like, Andrew gave us some numbers once.
I think
I've immediately forgotten. But none of that really ever mattered to, like, we just did this to do this. Yeah. And you can still tell.
I feel like I remember we had one fan at one point. Do you remember when we started? We started actually live streaming the podcast at the same time.
John Morris is still watching, like, every podcast we put out.
Well, I wasn't even thinking of him. We had one fan in Australia.
Oh yeah, we did. I remember that. Yeah,
and he would literally talk to us during the live stream. It was funny. I wonder if that guy still exists. If he's probably out there listening, hello.
That's not how Douglas, I've said this many times, not how the internet works. You can't wave at microphones. I've told you time and time again.
They can hear it. Listen. So I want to talk about something.
Sure.
And Damien, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Okay.
Because you could have told me mm-hmm. about the fact that Jack Ryan is the greatest show ever.
You said you don't like Amazon. It's not really my fault.
Andrew, have you watched Jack Ryan?
I have not watched the new Jack Ryan show.
Oh, it's real good.
It's so good.
Krasinski's killing it.
So
it's on Amazon.
It is, and I agree with you. Fuck Amazon. But I really like this show. I mean, of course, I like Krasinski.
Amazon, just so that you guys know, because I know you're listening, because mm-hmm. somewhere this is being hosted on AWS.
I love, if Amazon goes down, the fucking internet goes down. I love it. Yeah.
I want you to know that I don't agree with this.
But I like Krasinski. Bonk is in this, so I like that. I like him as well.
And I like the bad guys.
Yeah. The bad guys are good. This show, it's fun. And what it reminded me of, and this may sound asshole-ish, and also I don't know if I want to say it because it may, depending on where he is currently with this piece of work, Andrew may see this as a turnoff, but I see this as just another version of Homeland, which I still enjoy watching, though it's just become outlandish at this point.
Listen, you can only ramp up a story like this so much before it's just like, who are these people? Is this Illuminati? What is happening? Are we fighting?
Oh boy.
I really did like that show. Yeah, I told
it's
you
it's a fun show.
But you guys are just like, you guys are so adamant that Amazon is only to buy garbage. I don't want
garbage
to hear it.
And cars. That's yeah. it.
I do not want to hear it.
No, I like a few Amazon shows. To be honest with you, the only reason that I don't watch more Amazon shows is what?
Because the app sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've said it many
times.
It's
the worst. I fucking hate the way it works. Because I really like, which I think the new season has come out and I haven't watched yet.
Sneaky Pete?
There's that. I was going to say that, but it's not even that I was thinking of. Peaky Blinders. I do like Sneaky Pete. Peaky Blinders is Netflix. The one with the Man in the High Castle. I really like that show.
Right.
I actually did watch the first two seasons, and I think the third one just came out the other day, and I should watch it. But again, fuck Amazon, right? Actually, because I like The Patriot, that's another show I started watching. I didn't mind, but it wasn't special. Jack Ryan, because I finished Jack Ryan, and I was on the app, and I saw an ad for it somewhere. I started watching another show called The Romanoffs, and I'm not sure yet because I haven't finished the first episode because each episode is feature length. I think it's just an anthology show with a bunch of things. And I really like what I've seen so far. So, you know, Amazon, to be fair to them, they do have good shows. And they deserve more of my attention. But fuck that application.
That's good. That you finally listen to me.
Yeah, every once in a while it pays off.
Does it though?
Really? No, it doesn't.
No. See, yeah, I'm never has, never.